look through a keyhole with both eyes at the same time. And that's about the shape that we're in today about Jesus. But I want to read this text, right, these verses here in St. John chapter number 12. It's quoted a whole lot, but I guess it's taken out of context just about as much as any scripture in the Bible. And St. John chapter number 12, verse number 32, and Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." They'll quote that and stop. And said, it's our job just to lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. One time was all Jesus was ever to be lifted up. You read the next verse. It said, "This he said, signifying what death he should die." In other words, he was saying, if I be hung on the cross, lifted up, crucified, like the prophets of old said, he said, I will draw all men unto me. And Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. And then he said, I will raise him up at the last day. And I'm telling you what, a lot of things that's getting out. I mean, I've noticed some things. I pay attention to things. I told Brother Milby Sunday night, and I was talking to him, and I'm about to get to where I can't hardly preach anymore, just about played out. But he said, I want to encourage you, every time you get a chance, you can throw a rock, throw it. But, you know, people today are, and just about the whole world, and you can't preach this Bible without preaching the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You can't do it.
Right.
But the Bible said, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless.
Right.
He said, when I go back to the Father, I pray to the Father, and He'll send you another Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And he said, it bring to your remembrance the things that I have spoken unto you. But here's what he said the Holy Ghost would do when it got here. He said, he will testify of me.
Right.
Now, that's a way to tell where the Holy Ghost is working at, how to see if they are testifying about the Lord, Jesus Christ. That's what. Amen. I got it to the house. I preached it several years ago. Several notes of it. I won't get a hold of it again some of these days. But you'll find when Abraham, God sent a servant over there to get Isaac a bride. Abraham was type of God the Father, and God the servant was a type of the Holy Ghost, and Isaac was a type of Jesus. And when the servant went over to get Rebekah, you'll never find anywhere where the servant ever exalted the servant. He always talked about my master. And God, that's what the Holy Ghost is to do, is to lift up and exalt and glorify the name of Jesus. Thank God we need how to lift him up and tell the world how without Jesus how you're going to hell. How without Jesus you're going to die in your sin.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I've kind of got hung up on that here lately.
Amen.
I think we need a whole lot more Jesus.
Yeah.
I told my wife when I said a while ago singing, I said, you notice the songs tonight, every one of them had something in them about Jesus. Amen. I know Brother Terry over yonder the other night when he was preaching, and I had to say amen to him. He said about all the songs we sing now is me, me, me. What's wrong with him, him, Him. Amen. Thank God that most of our songs that wrote today wrote about what I'm going to do, what I'm going to get. I'll tell you what, I just want to get there and get it to feed. I'm the one that shed His blood. Thank God and was buried and rose the third day, ascended back to heaven. I sent the sweet Holy Ghost ought to call me to Him. Thank God, and I called on His name. Thank God that repentance and remission of sin I'll be preached in His name.
Yes.
I don't know whether I get to what I'm getting headed for or not. Amen. There's so much about Him. Bless His holy name. Amen. I want to leave this thought. I'm going to be reading in Jeremiah chapter 5, skipping around and reading several verses. But this is where Jeremiah was talking about the Jews. Amen. At the heading of my Bible here, at the heading of the chapter, judgment of God upon the Jews for their depravity. Thank God, and their adultery and their injustice. Now, I know people say we've got a loving God, and God is love. He's loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son. May change that. He so loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God, but He only loved this world through Jesus. Thank God, if you stay outside of Jesus, are you going to face the judgment hand of God? Are you going to find out two sides to Jesus? Thank God there's a side of love. Thank God that He died for us. But there's a side, God, when He's going to call the whole world together. Thank God He's going to divide them as a shepherd. I divide the sheep from the goats. Thank God going to say to the sheep, I welcome into the joys of the Lord. Thank God in the goats. He's going to say, depart from me. Bind them hand and foot. I cast them out of darkness. Where there's weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. There's another side to God. If we trample the blood of His Son in the ground.
Amen.
I'm glad He is love. Thank God, Ben, I wouldn't have had a change. Thank God, Brother Milb is talking Sunday night. I don't know, we preached a good little, I hadn't talked to him in about 2 weeks. We just preached a while at church, so we got home. Amen. He said it's been raining so much up here, and Jerry Bird, I talked to him a few days ago, and he said it had rained 5 inches just in a few minutes over there where he lived, just a little piece. When Brother Milb lived. But here's what Brother Milby said. God knows what we need. Thank God. He said, we ain't. He's given us what part of what we deserve. I said, you're right, part of what we deserve. I said, if He give us what we deserve, He'd cut the water off. He'd rain fire and brimstone on this God-forsaken world. Friend, but I'm glad. Thank God for Jesus. There is a way to escape of the rain, of the fire, and the brimstone.
Amen.
I felt awful bad all day today. Amen. I feel as good as I feel right now. Amen. I told my wife that how good enough to just stay at the house. But I'm glad the Lord passed by. Verse number 1 in chapter 5, He said, run ye to and fro, and see now, and know and see in the broad places thereof. If you can find a man, if there be any that execute judgment and seeketh the truth, and I will. Pardon he. Now he's talking about the Jews. Amen. And the Bible said, what was written aforetime, I was written for our learning. Thank God, my man was talking the other day about the Old Testament and the New. I said, you can't understand how the New Testament without having the Old. And you can't understand the Old without having the New. Amen. The Old Bible is kind of like a dictionary. When God begins to talk about something in the New Testament, go back to the Old and He'll explain what He's talking about. Amen. And God in God has set America up and He's doing just like the Jews done. And God, you run to and fro through this world and you try to find one, amen, that's doing what he ought to do, amen, in this sinful and adulterous generation we're living in. We're satisfied. Amen. I'm not satisfied, Don. The older I get, further I get, the less satisfied I am. Amen. I'd like to see more of the light of God. Amen. I was listening to Brother Ralph Larry the other night, his testimony. How where he got saved. He killed his own brother. And God saved him. Amen. He's talking about, he said, I read in the Bible how where different men had seen angels and said he was living a little old trailer, said, God, I want to see an angel. He said he prayed, and God told him, said, get up, go in there in the living room, and it's in there in the living room. He said, I started down the hall, and said, sit your goal. He said, I had to turn around, go back, and said, God, take it out of here. I just can't stand it. I'm telling you right now, I would like to see how the goal of God and God right here in this community one more time. And the only thing that'll put it there is to worship and lift up the name of the Lord of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If there be any that execute judgment that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. Do you see anybody today executing judgment? Do you see anybody seeking the truth? I was listening to the radio today and somebody said they were talking about what they believe. Then they begin to quote from what they call the Bible. But it wasn't this Bible. I told my wife, I said, you can believe anything you want to. I said, them trees out there in the front yard, I said, I could believe that the leaves was in the ground and the roots were sticking straight up. But I said, that won't change it one bit. The roots in the ground and the leaves still up. Believe whatever you want. I'll tell you what you better believe. You better believe the Word of God. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And believe that He will. I'll redeem you from sin and the power of sin.
Amen.
Me and Ed's got a nephew. I believe he told, I remember the other day up Dogtown. I believe he said he was 48 year old. Hardly ever see him. Pumping gas for the lawnmower. He was pumping gas in the lawnmower. He began to talk about how hot it was. I thought, well, boy, while you open the door, I'll just tell you where it is hot at. I said, it ain't nothing like this hot here. It's going to be in hell. He said, no, sirree. Amen. He told me, he said, I can't read my own name if it's wrote on a piece of paper. He said, but I've got the Bible and got it on cassette, I mean a CD. Amen. He said, I listen to it all the time. Directly, he said, into quoting scripture. Amen. I've almost had a shout fit after today's poem. I know he had to be listening to it. He is quoting it word for word. Just like it was wrote in this blessed book. I bless your heart. How people can blame it on ignorance if they want to. But God has made a way for us to hear it. You pray for that boy. I never thought to ask him what version he had, but what he is quoting was King James. I didn't know that much. Amen. Pray for that boy. He needs the Lord. And then go down to verse 4. Therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. Amen. On verse 5, and I will get me unto the great men. I'll go to the big shots, in other words, the preacher. Amen. The big wheels, the prophets. I will get unto the great men and speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. But these, the one, these great men, but these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Amen. In other words, the old forefathers have backed off. They have changed. And God got out. And don't preach and stand like they used to. A very, very few our preachers left today that'll preach this blessed book and tell us if we don't I'll get born again and follow how the Lord and God. We're going to wind up in hell.
Yes.
People won't preach that no more. I've got a CD at the house and it's a type one. And I'm going to give y'all one of it. Now, I don't pass them strong ones out. I don't do it to hurt nobody's feelings. I just want us to learn from them. Brother Elton Mayo from down in Louisiana, pastor of a church down right on the Texas line. Me and him all the time sent him one another CDs back and forth, calling one another. And he sent me one the other day. I got the house done, listen to it a time or two. I may listen to it again when I get the house. He preached on the attire of a harlot. Now the Bible don't say nothing about, it speaks about the attire of a harlot, but it don't say what they wore, what they didn't wear. But he got on down and got it pulled it down to the church. The attire of a harlot, talking about the harlot church. Amen. Anything that won't exalt the name of Jesus, that'll exalt games, gimmicks, amen, and plays and parties, dates and praise teams and all that kind of stuff. That ain't a thing in the world. I put the entire of a harlot church. I'll just go on the house. Amen. Let's just go on now. Let's look down now. Verse number 6, wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them. A wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Everyone that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many and their backsliding are increasing. Now, do you see why America is getting worse and worse every day? Amen. Transgressions, breaking God's law, is getting worse and worse. I mean, every law that God's got in this book, man has figured him a way he thinks to get around it. But when Jesus on that day opens a blessed book, hey man, you can argue if you want to, there'll be some there that will. He said there'd be some say, have we not prophesied in thy name? I cast out devils. I've done many wonderful works. He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You better learn to take this thing just like it's wrote. James Shaver better learn to take it just like it's wrote. Amen. Amen. Now you listen here in verse number 9. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Now God's asking the question. Shall I not visit? Y'all often heard the news what that Planned Parenthood's doing. Y'all all hear the news of everything that's going on. I mean, God is going to visit this nation.
Amen.
I believe it was 6 million Jews. I believe it was. Amen. That Adolf Hitler, killed, I believe they were 6 million of them. Amen. That won't hold alive. How to the unborn babies. Thank God that this nation is killed. Amen. And you thank God. Ain't he gonna visit this nation? Now you think on this. I don't know it'd be so. But you remember back there when Moses, thank God, burnt that golden calf. He sprinkled it on the river and made the people drink their sins. How you find in the book of Revelation where God turns the water into blood. I wonder if all these unborn babies have been killed. I wonder if God ain't going to make somebody drink their sins.
Good.
I thought on that right smart. We're living in a wicked generation. Shall I not visit a nation like this? Let's look down in verse number 21. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Now we are in a generation today that has eyes and sees not. Oh, I don't see nothing wrong with this. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with this verse of Scripture. If I can go over here and get me one, lap it over that and cover it up, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Having eyes to see and cannot see. Having ears to hear and will not hear. Let's go to Mark. St. Luke. I'd like to preach on this for a few minutes on a man that had six eyes and couldn't see. Man that had six eyes and couldn't see. Bible said in verse 13 of Luke 12, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, and that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? Amen. And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not of the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Amen. Now we're living in a world today, name it and claim it. Amen. If you'll just give me $10, God will multiply and make $1,000 out of it. Amen. Every time I hear that, I think of Lazarus. Amen. I don't reckon he had a dime in his pocket, but he had the power of God resting on him. Bless your heart. We better wake up to the reality that everything that we've got, we're going to leave it.
Yes.
Old song was saying, What will I leave behind? I know what they're talking about, testimony, what they're talking about, but what will I leave behind? I'll tell you right quick what you'll leave behind. You'll leave every bit of it.
Yes.
Bob Williams bought that farm down there around Black Oak Church several years ago. And it was growed up, and he wore out a brand new dozer cleaning that thing up, and pasturing it, and sowing it down, putting cattle on there, build a new house, build a big lake on it. Thank God, and you know what? He made a statement. Thank God, he was a heavy smoker, and took lung cancer. They had to take one of his lungs out. Hey, doctor said, you better leave them cigarettes alone. He just kept smoking. Amen. Just before he died, he looked out over and he said, I've worked all these years and got in labored and got it just like I want it. And I ain't got a thing in the world to do. I'll but sit around and wait on death. You know what he done? He died. He left every bit of it.
Amen. Right.
Me and my wife made out a living will and got all the papers filled out, you know, when we croaked to take care of it. And somebody said, What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You play when you die. I said, I don't care if they take a backhoe, dig it up, and haul it off somewhere. I said, I don't care. Well, I'm headed to be a whole lot better than that anyhow. But let's look at this man that had six eyes. Amen. I don't know if it be so. I told my wife a while ago, I don't know that it be so. But I here talk or read behind some Bible theologians. And they seem to think that this man right here is the same man that's in Luke chapter 16. And God that fared sumptuously every day and died and opened his eyes in hell. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying it is. And I'm not saying. I just said that's what some theologians say. They think this is the man that you'll find in Luke 16 in hell. Ain't God, it fits by the description of it. I just about fits him. He said here, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, how the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plenty of. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? So he got one eye. What shall I do? Amen. If it had done what he ought to do, what the Bible teaches to do, amen. Bible said, and me, you don't have, I'm here for a while, but the poor you have always. And as oft as you will, I do good unto them. Amen. What am I going to do? I've got so much stuff. Thank God he wasn't worried done one little bit. I looked like about his soul. All he could study about was his possessions.
Amen.
Now, I don't want to lose my home. I hate Tommy go in, he'd be burnt to the ground. I mean, I'm just human. But that ain't my salvation.
Amen.
My salvation's in the Lord Jesus Christ. If that thing burned down, I'm get by some way. May have to sleep in the car in the carport. Ain't God, but I'm get by some way. I'll be here all he was studying about. Had six eyes. What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. Our two eyes. What am I going to do? I've got no place to put them. It's I ain't that what? How the world is a studying about today.
Amen.
And I'll go further than that. Most of our churches has got that same idea about them. Got to have some kind of a gimmick to get somebody in. I'll tell you, a good gimmick will get them in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I don't care how much they had that whole field over there cleaned off, ballpark on it, and everything in the world going on it. You know what I'd have done? I'd have went by here when I was lost, just like everybody else did. How about that morning I come here? Ain't God, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. He draw me. He pull me unto himself and give me a spirit and a space of repentance. And I repented in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Right, amen.
You know, I wasn't studying about nothing that day, Don, when I left to come here.
Amen.
Wasn't studying about what kind of car I had, how much money I had in the bank. Tracy, I didn't care a thing in the world about that. I just knowed God had showed me I was going to hell.
Right.
And I had one thing on my mind. When he let me see myself headed to hell, he also let me see there was a way out of it. Thank God, get to the cross. At the cross. Thank God, I'm glad. If you can get to the cross and stay at the cross, amen, he'll cure all that six-eyed fellow.
Amen.
He thought within himself, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. And he said, this will I do. You know, you could get under conviction, you go to church, let them read you down the Roman road, or go to another Novian and let them try to take water and wash away your sins. Take others, just join our church team. All kinds of ways. But I'm going to tell you what. If you ever, ever get right with God, you will repent in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said repentance and remission of sin be preached in Jesus' name. You won't do it on Mount Moriah's name.
Right.
Amen. And I don't care how much goods you got. You can have so much you have to build a barn reach from here to Dogtown. I'll be that long and that broad and have it full of gold. And without Jesus, you'll still go to hell. I'm glad, thank God, you can live. Thank God, is that old Brother Hickenbottom priest? How about that woman living under that rock? Amen, on great riches. Amen, living under that rock with just 10 to keep it out. Amen, walking on the ground floor. Amen, but she had the Lord. Hey, God, it ain't what you possess here, but what you possess here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. I ain't got a place to put all. I may have to put it in about four or five different banks, but I believe I can get it all deposited. You know, put so much in a bank, I think that's right. Ain't just so much to get it in a bank. You can find enough if you've got the money to distribute it around. Amen. That's kind of like he was. But bless your heart. I'd rather go out of my grave a pauper and know Jesus than to have money in every bank in the United States. Amen. Thank God I ain't nothing. Never have been nothing. Never will be nothing. As long as I'm on earth. But I know one that is something.
Amen.
I know this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater ones. Then will I bestow, there will I bestow all my fruit and my goods. And I will say to my soul, thou hast many goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. I forgot I heard on the news the other day, some of you probably remember how much money they said Donald Trump was worth. I don't know if I can even say that big a figure or not. But you know what's going to happen to that man? He's going to die and he's going to leave every dime of it.
Yes.
You may wake up tomorrow and turn the news on here where he left this world tonight. You may not. God may let him live several more years. That's God's business. But I'm a saying, your life consisteth not of the things that you own. It consisteth of who owns you.
Amen.
I've always wanted to get in a hole in this church and preach one message. They're all the time talking about need to get more Holy Ghost, need to get more Holy Ghost, need to get more Holy Ghost. I'll tell you what you need to do. You need the Holy Ghost to get more of you.
Amen.
It ain't you getting more of the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost to get more of you. Thank God we need to die daily and let God refresh us and fill us every day. And he said when he has come, he'll testify. Who did Paul preach? He preached the Holy Ghost. He preached Jesus. That faith that he used to kill people for, Jesus, there he went when he I got born again. He went out preaching the same Jesus that Peter was preaching. He didn't say if I. Amen. I know I'm making a mess out of this, and I will say to my soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool. That word, of course, thou fool, has got several meanings. Let's pull it down to everyday language for you and I can understand it. Old Lick Skillet language. Stupid. He said, fella, you're stupid. You're bragging on what you've got, bragging on what you're going to do, and you're stupid because this night thy soul's going to be required of you. That's just putting it down in everyday language before we can understand it. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is it, is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Now there's true riches.
Amen.
True riches. I like Don said a while ago about sin. He wasn't no sinner. You know that when you say that word sinner, it's got an ER, a continuation on it.
Right.
Don't say you don't sin. If you're a sinner, in other words, it means you can continue to live that kind of a lifestyle. Yeah. Any man say that he sinneth not, ETH, a continual, amen, continual living that lifestyle, he's a liar and the truth not in him. Amen. Now, I ain't too smart, but I know what ETH means. That means continuing. Thank God I used to be a drunkard. Amen. But I ain't God, I ain't no more. You know why? The ETH come off of there. Amen. Why? It come off through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Now, I don't know that is the same man. But theologians, I've read after some, and I've talked to some pretty smart men down through the years of being off up in Kentucky and different places, and run up on a lot of these doctors who got so many degrees, you have to call them Dr. Fahrenheit. I don't agree with a lot of stuff they say, but, you know, I like to talk to them, get the, pick at their brain, see what they're thinking, what they're saying. And several of them have been saying that they think that is the same man that's in Luke 16 that died and opened his eyes in hell. See, this man was a rich man, fired chunks his liver day, had everything he needed. Amen. But he said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And when he died, he left it all back there, just like we're going to do. Amen. I say it's been good to be here. I hope it have helped you a little bit. It's all in the name of Jesus. Ain't God, I'll tell you what. Amen. Down at Black Oak today, they was putting up a tombstone. I went out there where there's that talking. Amen. They dug down just about that deep and hit rock. And said, whole place is rocky. I said, yeah, that church out there, they need to change the name of it. He said, what do you mean? I said, it says Black Oak Baptist Church. I said, it needs to be Solid Rock Baptist Church. Amen. Bless your heart. I'm telling you right now, we need to get on the rock. And Jesus is the rock. And obey Him.
Amen.
Anybody got anything to say before we dismiss? Pray or whatever.